You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Payne and Pendergast, and during the season, he's our Odyssey NFL insider. In the offseason, he's just a good friend of the show who likes to come on with us. We'll talk about my front page story as well with him, but we'll talk some football and some other stuff with our good friend Ross Tucker. Ross, how we doing, man?
I'm in a weird place right now. I need some advice.
Okay.
I'm looking outside my door. I don't know if this is a raccoon or a skunk.
Ooh.
What? Don't they both have like the black and white stripe? What's the difference between a raccoon and a skunk?
The raccoon is really cute. Well, they're actually both pretty cute. The skunk has been known to fall in love with cats that are painted as skunks. And he speaks with a French accent. If you can get him to say something
I'm not kidding you guys. I am 3 feet from whatever right now. I'm banging on my door and it's not moving.
Like this. Yeah, it's probably a skunk. Skunks are kind of like skunks because they don't have to actually fear any predators. They'll kind of just be like, hey, whatever.
Are they supposed to be like nocturnal?
Yeah. So it's probably got rabies. You're cool. Yeah.
So where is it, like right outside your office right now or something? I hear you banging.
Yes, I will text you guys.
Yeah, send me the picture. This is...
And I got power washer guys here right now, and this thing is not scared at all. This is freaking me out. I can't leave my house.
Okay, well, it sounds like this is the power washer's problem, not yours, Ross, if you want to know the truth.
Yeah, I think it's a skunk. It's probably a skunk.
I'm texting both of you guys right now.
You don't know the difference between it.
It's now laying on top of the power washer cord.
How do you not know the difference between a skunk and a raccoon?
I don't know. How am I supposed to know? I think it's a raccoon.
Oh, that's definitely a raccoon. Are you kidding me, Ross? Dude, that's something I would do. That's something that would happen on this show, and Seth would laugh me off the show for that. That's a raccoon, dude.
Dude, it's like trying to come in my office.
Well, it doesn't mean that it's
going to... Is it rabid? Does it look like it's rabid?
It looks pretty gnarly, man. I'm going to tell you
right now. It does. It looks kind of haggard.
Yeah.
Ooh, it's skinnier. Like, it's way skinnier than raccoons.
It looks hungry, man. Do you keep your garbage outside? Ross, is there garbage outside that this guy can go scavenge?
No.
Okay.
No,
you might have a rabbit.
I'm not kidding you. It is right outside my door, like it's waiting for me.
You're stuck.
It's a nice retaining wall.
Dude, that is not Seth. You said raccoons are cute. This is not a cute raccoon.
No, it's not a cute raccoon. That's how you tell whether it's rabbit or not, whether it's cute.
Yeah, that is not cute. Ross, stay inside. Call 911, actually. Hang up with us. Call 911. Yeah, you got to get out of there.
Yeah, like, this is not good. I don't even know what to do. Who do I call?
You could call.
You could call
animal control. Now, this is the risk you run with animal control. They might laugh at you when they get there. They're like, "No, it's a freaking raccoon. You're fine."
Yeah, don't act as frightened as you're acting right now when they come by.
Yeah, I don't know.
I just locked my door like the raccoon was gonna break in.
It does kind of have little fingers, you know, like it might be able to pick the lock. We'll see. That is a hungry, nasty scavenger raccoon right there. That feels like it might be a mix of a raccoon and something else. Hell, the angle you sent us, Ross, it looks like a combination of a raccoon and a porcupine or something.
Here's the question, Ross. Honestly, now I'm concerned for you. For one, does it look like it's like stumbling around at all or anything or having difficulty walking?
Yes, kind of.
Okay. Yeah, okay. If it doesn't look like it's walking all that, you should probably call animal control. That might be rabid.
Yeah.
That's if it's just and it doesn't show any kind of awareness or anything. Is it foaming at the mouth?
I don't know if it's foaming at the mouth, but it's like there's power washers here. It's loud, and this thing is not concerned at all. Like, aren't they supposed to be scared?
Yeah.
Yeah. What?
You're supposed to keep a safe distance and contact local animal control. Or do you know any wildlife specialists? One of those.
Yeah,
two.
Like my whole family, but they're not here.
Oh, you're by yourself. It's just you and the raccoon.
Just honestly, well, Ross, if we weren't on the radio, I'd tell you to do other things, perhaps, and then still call. If you could somehow detain or immobilize the raccoon,
can't you?
Or just kill
I'm
it,
not
then...
detaining or immobilizing anything.
Do you? Okay, so are the power washers? Are they there to like? Are they there to pressure wash like your house or like? So do they have a strong flow from whatever the apparatus is they're pressure washing? Because I feel like these dudes can just walk around and just start spraying water at the little fella, you know, and
if
chase
it's rabid,
him away.
Though, it might not respond the way a normal animal would.
Oh,
they're not in the right
come
mind.
At you. Oh,
yeah. I would say, after just like maybe just give those guys a heads up though, because they've probably dealt with this before. Just be like, I don't know how
to give them a heads up.
Yeah,
Russ, tell them I don't like the looks of this skunk. Yeah. Tell them that exactly.
By the way, it's a nice.
How
wall.
Did you guys know it was a raccoon and not a skunk?
Because. I got a tweet. Ross, have you tweeted a picture of this out yet?
No, but out? I will.
No, I'll do it right now while we're having this conversation.
Sure, tell everybody.
All right. Seth, I'm tweeting out this picture. Would you like
How
to?
How could you tell this was an ostrich and not a lion?
Ross Tucker. All right, I'm going to tweet this picture out. Ross, you go ahead and start your conversation with Ross.
No, so Ross, this is the... As Sean embarrasses you on social media, I have to tell you, the reason I called you the other day or texted you to ask if you could come on is that ever since the Super Bowl, when you were on Radio Row with us, it's Ross Tucker. You can check him out online at the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, which is incredible. You said something to us that Sean and I were very skeptical of, and it was this.
You know, there's a restaurant at the Jersey Shore that I absolutely love. And we told a couple people about it. And now it seems like word has spread and it's harder to get reservations. So my new thing is like, if I really like a restaurant, I'm not telling anybody. And in fact, if someone asked me about it, I'd be like, that place is terrible. You don't want to go there. Because I want to get reservations.
So, okay. So what we did, unbeknownst to you, and I felt bad because we haven't told you about this yet. We started a worst take of the week segment that we do on Friday every week. We call it Take-a-mania. And you were the worst take of the week that week.
You were the champion right out of the shoot. Yeah. Yeah. Because we felt it was mean towards these business owners.
Yeah. Do you stand by that take?
I do. Yeah, I do. So
okay,
here's
good.
The thing. Here's the thing. Once it gets to this point, that business owner is in a great spot. Like, that it's hard to get reservations there. This isn't like some place where you go in and there's empty tables. And by the way, you know, it was a little bit tongue-in-cheek because the one place I'm talking about in particular, I kind of know the owner, right? So I can text. Okay. I can get a table if I need to.
I got you. Like,
I'm not like one of these normals out here, okay?
So,
no.
So, one of these normals. Well, so Ross, just
I'm not like
you,
one of these normals that knows the difference between a skunk and a raccoon.
Exactly. Exactly.
Sorry, I'm not an outdoorsman. No, so we started Take-a-mania. You only held the title for 1 week because immediately after the Super Bowl, Angelo Cataldi on a podcast or on a radio show said that Andy Reid is one of the alt. Oh, we've got
we
it.
We got
here's
it.
What,
yeah.
Here's what Angelo Cataldi said.
Let me let your audience in on a little secret. All right, because most of the country will argue this to the death. Andy Reid is way overrated as a coach, all right? Andy Reid was in Philadelphia 14 years. He won zero championships. Doug Peterson was here five. He won one. Nick Sirianni's been here four. He won one. The only reason Andy Reid was winning big games in KC was because he had this mastermind, Mahomes, making up plays on the run and doing brilliant stuff. The only reason Mahomes didn't do that yesterday is he had no time to do it. And Andy Reid could not figure out a way to give him time to do it. And the truth is, Mahomes is a stud. Mahomes is a great player despite yesterday. Zach, no argument. Reid, the all-time fraud of American sports is Andy Reid.
Okay. So that was the – Ross, you were unseated as champion after 1 week. Cataldi, for some context, Ross, held the title for the next 8 weeks after the Andy Reid is the all-time fraud in American sports take.
Hey, you guys want to know something crazy? Once every summer, my wife and I have dinner with Cataldi and his wife at that restaurant on the Jersey Shore.
Oh, my God!
At that
Holy
restaurant?
Cow! Dude,
oh my God.
This is like a season of Game of Thrones. Oh, my God.
We're living in the Matrix.
I just brought it all together.
Holy smokes.
And so what's interesting.
And we eat grilled raccoon. Yeah.
No, what's interesting is, now we've gone to a couple different restaurants, but that is one of them.
Yeah.
But Angelo, very, very helpful to me in my career. Now I just got a text message from our nanny saying there was a dead raccoon on the street this morning at the end of your driveway.
Oh, my God. Maybe this might be a forlorn spouse looking for its wife or husband. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's grieving.
Yeah.
That's why it's staggering around. It's emotionally devastated.
Yeah.
You should still kill it, though.
Yeah.
Put it up.
Anyway, Angelo, very helpful to me in my career in Philadelphia, and he's a legend there. He and I will never agree on Andy Reid.
Mm-hmm.
Never agree on Andy Reid. He's not an Andy Reid fan because of how Andy Reid was with the media in Philly. You know, and they had a crazy amount of success with McNabb. They just weren't able to get over the hump. It is kind of interesting, though, that Peterson, who we all know is not as good of a coach as Andy Reid, has won a Super Bowl. And Sirianni, who may or may not prove to be as good of a head coach as Andy Reid, has won a Super Bowl. But Andy Reid was not able to do it. I will say this. It speaks very highly of the Eagles organization. I mean, think about the success they've had over the last 25 years that you have Andy Reid having that kind of success that he had, where they went to the playoffs every year, all the NFC championship games, and then the next guy comes in and wins the Super Bowl, and then the next guy comes in and wins the Super Bowl. That's extremely impressive, and I think it speaks to the owner, Jeffrey Lurie, mm-hmm. and the GM, Howie Roseman, who obviously had a lot to do with it.
And Sirianni got extended yesterday, right? He just got an extension.
Yeah.
He was only in the last year of his deal, yeah. So it was well deserved.
Yeah.
What's the raccoon doing now, by the way?
I don't know. I'm scared to go outside. I'm scared to go outside. Now you guys have me thinking it's rabid, and it might be. So now I'm scared to go outside, and I don't like I don't want rabies. I won't happen if I get rabies.
A bunch of shots in your stomach back in the day, right? That's where they.
I know it's still not pleasant or fun.
Yeah.
I think it's not as bad as it used to be, but it's not pleasant.
Hey, Ross.
But don't you like die?
From rabies?
Nah, you'll be fine.
You'll be okay.
If it goes untreated,
just rub some
you'll
dirt
be fine.
On it. You'll be just
you got
some...
access. I know you live out in the sticks. Do you have access to medical care up there or what? Or do you have to like take a 3 days wagon ride?
I do, but here's my thing. If I had rabies, okay, I would want to at least like experience it for a couple days. You know what I mean?
I think you'd be okay.
Like I would want to feel like I had rabies.
Yeah.
Like I would want to be like, I would like playing a football game.
Yeah.
Like with rabies. Like I would want to do something competitive with rabies and be like, dude, Ross, you're playing beer pong like you got rabies. I'd be like, yeah, I do have rabies. That's why.
Foaming at the mouth. We have several concerned listeners, Ross. Text message. This sounds like a conversation with my wife about this raccoon. But yes, definitely sounds like it's rabies infested. There are other listeners, Ross, that are wondering if you know the difference between which team is pitching and which team is batting in a baseball game. Texans versus Cowboys. I'm not sure who, but someone just scored a touchdown.
Oh my gosh. No, you know where? And you, I love when you're paired up with Kevin Harlan. Two of my favorite game broadcasters are in the booth together.
Yeah.
But Kevin Harlan, one of his famous calls was when there was whichever animal was the cat, right?
The cat on the field at the Meadowlands.
Cat on the field.
Yeah.
Oh, I need you to be out there when there's some kind of a rodent out on the field, and Kevin Harlan makes you identify it.
Yes.
Is that
I can't tell if it's a squirrel or a chupacabra. What is that? Yeah.
No, it's a pigeon.
You
Ross.
Know what? You know what's funny about that? This is also the truth. I was on sideline for that game.
Oh, really?
For the cat game.
Holy crap.
For Westwood One Radio. And I thought about this for a while after that. Huge missed opportunity by me to go viral.
Yes.
Like, I should have ran onto the field when nobody else would to try to catch the cat or at least get the cat off the field. I mean, I would have gone viral.
Yeah.
Either I get the cat and I'm like a legend, or I don't get the cat and they're like, dude, can you believe that Ross just ran on the field to try to get the cat? I don't know if the NFL will kick me off or not, but I'd be like, listen, I'm trained in cat catching. I was trying to help you guys.
If you had done it while you were holding the mic, mic, and kind of just giving updates on what you were thinking at the time, it would be like kind of like when they mic up a baseball player on the field.
Hey, Ross, I know we got to hit my front page story. Do you want to hear what the reigning champion is for Take-A-Mania? It actually has a Philadelphia tie to it.
Yeah, and also, Ross.
Sounds like they all have a Philadelphia tie.
No, they actually,
so far.
It's just coincidental, yeah.
Rest assured that you only held the title for 1 week, and all of the ensuing ones have been actually bad takes,
yes.
Like bad sports takes.
Yes.
So you're not even going to be in the final tournament at
the
end of the year.
Nope. Here is Andrew Perloff from the CBS Sports Radio Network on Steph Curry's hamstring injury.
You guys don't think that Curry has any chance to come back from this? I mean, we've all had little hamstring pulls. They're
the
tough.
Amount that he runs and how right. he has to move throughout a game, I don't
What are you talking about? He goes from the top of the three-point line on one side to the top of the three-point line on the other.
Constantly moving.
That cannot be further from
moving
the truth.
On offense is easy. Moving on, I mean, they'll hide him on defense. All he has to do is hit a bunch of threes.
Ask Reggie Miller and Klay Thompson, guys who do that stuff, the kind of conditioning they do. It's grueling. It's like, that is very hard. It's terribly hard on the defenders to cover those guys because they're in better shape than them.
As a former big man in high school, I'll tell you right now, the guards don't do crap. They're running 40 yards.
Give me a break.
And Steph, running on offense doesn't count. It doesn't. Anybody can run around and get a shot.
He was like the most well-conditioned guy in the NBA because of all the stuff he did off the ball. Like,
holy cannoli.
This could not be more wrong.
Well, regardless, though, I mean, I think like he can be effective in a different way because he can hit his shot. Like, he's a hamstring injury. If it's John Morant and he has an injury, as we saw, that's bad. But Steph can be effective a little bit, right? Like, you still have to watch out for Steph. I don't care if he has one functional leg.
Okay. There you go, Ross. That's the reigning defending champ right now.
I love Perloff. Perloff played high school basketball at Lower Merion outside of Philly with Kobe Bryant.
Oh, Kobe, yeah.
I think he was a couple years older than Kobe. That is funny. Yeah, no, like hamstrings are important. And Steph Curry running around and getting open.
Even on
like,
offense?
Yeah.
Listen, I feel like
Steph Curry could probably light up some high school team without a hamstring, but that would be tough in the NBA.
NBA playoffs. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. All right, Ross, we talked very little football with you, but this is the most fun we've had in a long time. My front page story, here's my question. Because we've talked about it with you for Valentine's Day and Mother's Day, and it's been largely a kind of a mom and girlfriend and wife thing. Could my kids do a front page story for me and tell me how awesome I am?
Yes.
Okay.
They
good.
Should yes. for Father's Day.
Father's Day, thank you.
And also, I got my 20th wedding anniversary coming up tomorrow. So you need to follow me on social media at Ross Tucker NFL, because I'm going to post a picture from the wedding that will blow people's mind away. No raccoon or skunk, but it'll still be like, you'll be shocked that she married me. You'll be shocked that she actually went through with it and said, I do that day. Because 3 weeks earlier, I had a back surgery. Heaviest day of my life. I was 337 on my wedding day, stuffed into my 290-pound tuxedo from my sophomore year at Princeton. So make sure you're following me on every social platform, at Ross Tucker NFL, for that little gem tomorrow. But yeah, dude, myfrontpagestory.com, anniversary gift, best I've ever seen. Father's Day gift, okay? Every dad right now listening loves the newspaper. Most of you were not ballers like Seth. You were never on the cover of the newspaper. No one ever wrote a story about you. But you know what? You deserve it because you're an awesome dad. And wouldn't you rather have something cool with your kids and wife talking about how amazing you are as opposed to something stupid that they order off of Amazon for you that you don't really need? MyFrontPageStory.com. Either get it for somebody else for your anniversary. That would probably be your significant other. If you get it for somebody else for their anniversary, it's a little bit weird. Or tell them you want it for Father's Day. MyFrontPageStory.com. Or just buy me a story about the skunk that never was. MyFrontPageStory.com.
Headline: Pennsylvania man heroically calls animal control for a rabid skunk, which turned out to be
okay,
a raccoon.
Listen, you guys can see the pictures. Is it rabid or not? Because that was my wife calling the other line. It's rabid.
The fact that it's stumbling around or doesn't look like it's walking all that well might be. I would call animal control. Yeah. Seriously, don't worry. You're not being a nervous Nelly. You should call animal control.
Looks mangy to me. It looks nasty. Yeah.
How well do they normally walk around? I don't watch raccoons walk that often.
They're very cutely. They kind of sneak around and then they'll stop and get up on their haunches and examine some stuff, you know? Do you have a sugar cube? If you have a sugar cube, it'll try to wash it off in a stream, if you have a stream as well. Go out. I want you to go out to this possibly rabid raccoon and hand it a sugar cube and see what it does with it. Because then, Ross, it's the cutest little thing. If it's not rabid, it'll try to wash it in the stream, and the sugar cube will evaporate in the stream.
Which makes
it'll look at its hands like, what happened?
Which makes it totally worth rabies. Yeah.
Yes. I don't even know what you guys are talking about anymore.
Ross Tucker.
While you're waiting for animal control, Google raccoon and sugar cube.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Why is it a bad take that I wanted my family to be able to get reservations at our favorite restaurant?
Because it's selfish. Because you're selfishly sabotaging something that you love. You're like you're like a parent that can't handle his child's athletic success because he's going to be a better high school football player than yourself. So you sabotage him.
Hey, Ross, I'm more excited. I'm more excited to know that if you end up telling Cataldi that he unseated you as the champion, then we were excited to tell you that you were the initial champion, honestly.
hey, great talk with you guys. Remember, everybody in Houston, go to myfrontpagestory.com and get a 20% discount coupon right now, or you'll be even less of a loser or more of a loser than Seth.
There you go. Hey, Ross, we appreciate it as always.
See you, boys.
All right, be safe. Prayers for Ross. He survives.
He knows so little about skunks that he didn't even really get my Pepe Le Pew reference.
I don't think so. The texters did. They're like, I love that Seth gets all his wildlife takes from cartoons. That was good. All right, we went over, but that was fun.
If that were true, I would have told Ross to go out with an anvil and drop it on its head.
Drop it on him?
Yeah.
All right. So that was a great Ross Tucker. At Ross Tucker NFL, myfrontpagestory.com. The latest on Yordan Alvarez and why this is so frustrating. Coming up next.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, I want to get to Jordan's hand injury, but all we're getting is tweets and texts about Ross Tucker being trapped in his house by a creature that he can't identify as either a raccoon or a skunk, when it's clearly a raccoon. He sent
like
a picture.
100% a raccoon, no doubt about it. We asked him to send a picture because he thought it was a skunk at first, I think.
It's, I mean, it's got, I don't want to stick up for him on this, it's definitely a raccoon. It does have some white coloring to it. If you missed it, I posted it on my social media. No, it's not anywhere close to a skunk. I'm trying to give him some latitude here, but like this, I feel like he's never seen a raccoon before.
It's a mangy looking raccoon.
It's mangy as hell.
And now Ross said it looked like it might not be walking well or staggering, but then Ross also asked, "What does a raccoon normally move like?" Honestly, I don't get this, because this isn't even, for one, it's not even a country kid versus a city kid or whatever. He grew up in like a relatively, lives in a relatively rural area.
Yes.
You know, the closest city is Wilkes-Barre, which I think is two cities. I don't know. I don't understand how he's gotten to this point in life without knowing what a raccoon looks like. And even if he had never been outside his own house.
Yeah.
He's watched cartoons or seen television before.
You would think. Yeah. You would think. It's clearly a raccoon. It's the most pathetic looking raccoon of all time, but it is definitely a raccoon. Text message, because he wanted to know what rabies shots were like in case he has to go out and take matters into his own hands. Text message. I've had rabies shots. It's not a pleasant experience. Also, if you start showing symptoms of rabies, it's too late to treat. You're a dead man walking.
Rabies was one of those things that I feel, remember, you know, when we get back and we get nostalgic about our childhoods growing up, one of the things, the funny things is always quicksand. Was, because of cartoons and television shows, we grew up, people, if you're our age or around thereabouts, you grew up terrified that there was quicksand all over the place. At any given point, you're out in the woods, you might get sucked up by quicksand.
Yep.
And I think rabies was the other one, because all the stories about how bad the rabies shots were was that you were just, I was in constant fear that I was going to somehow get rabies and have to get those. At the time, it used to be like shots in the stomach.
Yep. Someone says, y'all are joking, but in all seriousness, that raccoon could give rabies to pets in the area, which would cause serious problems. He needs to call animal control ASAP.
I told him to call animal control.
Well, he had to finish his segment with us first. The rabies can wait. You know, we had to make sure he heard all the bad takes.
He was definitely distracted.
He's scared. I think he's legitimately frightened by this raccoon.
I'll text him. Seriously, you should call animal control.
Yeah.
It did sound like it might be rabid.
Yep.
But it also is, or it might just be moving exactly like a raccoon normally moves. And animal control.
I mean, I guess I would be scared too if I'd never seen a raccoon before, like Ross Tucker. Text message, y'all, this segment is 6 degrees of Ross Tucker with everything tying it together. The restaurant, Andy Reid, the cat game, what is going on? The most interesting man alive still can't identify a raccoon.
It's crazy because we brought Ross on just to tell him about Takeomania, which he inspired with a really bad take about restaurants and whether you should, he was talking about a specific restaurant where he wanted to be able to get reservations. So then we played him the Angelo Cataldi take to tell him what the all-time or the longest running champion was.
And it beat him in week two, you know, like that.
He says, you know what? I have dinner once a year with Angelo Cataldi at that restaurant that I was talking about.
That's incredible.
And then in talking about the skunk, we bring, or the raccoon, we bring up Kevin Harlan, how awesome he was calling that game where there was a cat loose.
Yes.
And Ross says, oh, I was doing sideline at that
it's
game.
It's wild. Yeah. It's wild.
It was all meant to be, Sean.
Oh, totally.
I'm going to go play the lottery with the Mega Millions, and that even though it's $5 now, apparently, according to listeners.
That the current champ, Andrew Perloff, is also a Philly guy. It loves the Eagles and, you know, played at Lower Merion with Kobe. And, yeah, man, like that's...
I'm going to play Mega Millions today,
you
Sean.
Should.
I'm
you
gonna,
totally
I'm gonna
should.
I'm going to cut Ross in on 0.1% of the profits.
Yeah, I was going to say, just chip him off a little bit. That's all. Just a little bit.
And I'm
going
to deduct the original cost of the ticket.
Yeah. This is a great one. This is from Mike in Cyfair. After Ross said the normals thing, where he referred to people who have to make reservations themselves as normals. After Ross said the normals thing... I'm now rooting for the raccoon.
He did say, Ross also said he figured he wanted to, if he gets bit by a rabid raccoon, that he wants to actually experience the rabies for a little bit. I don't think it's that type of thing, man. I think it's one of those things you have to catch early.
You got
to
nip it in the bud. Catch it,
once it sets in, it's a lot tougher. So I can never tell whether Ross is serious or not in a lot of the things he says. I hope he wasn't serious about that.
My dad always said, this is a text message. My dad always said, if you or the pets got rabies, you have to cut your head off to stop the spread. How many people believe that? Oh, man. All right. Payne and Pendergast with you. A lot of people saying that the raccoons are typically nocturnal. There's definitely a reason to be concerned if they're out.
It's out
today.
In the day, and if it is staggering around,
and
then
it's
just go out
skinny,
and
man.
Call animal
this
control.
Thing is skinny as hell. I've never seen raccoons are usually chubby. They're usually fat because they eat everybody's garbage. But this one is skinny as hell. Now,
the other interesting thing too was that his nanny had seen a dead raccoon just that morning.
Yeah.
So whether it's a rabies scourge or maybe they're eating from something toxic, going on.
Yeah.
There's something going on.
It's it's like an episode of Law and Order: Raccoons. You know, like it's, how did this raccoon die?
We started watching Fargo yesterday. It was the TV series.
Oh, okay.
Since you brought up Law and Order.
Yeah.
It's good. The TV series is good. You know, the problem is, it's just like the movie. At the very beginning of every episode, it says, this story is based on true events, and it's retold exactly the way it happened. And that's not true. Which I don't. I feel like that's a dirty trick because I went through the first couple you go through the first couple episodes and you're like, there's no way in hell this is actually true.
Yeah,
and turns out it's not.
So this is Fargo the TV show. It's based on Fargo the movie.
I think the Coen brothers do this TV show too, and it's kind of got like a similar motif and all that.
You give it a thumbs up though right now.
I like it so bad. Well, it's got Billy Bob Thornton, at least in the first season so far.
Okay.
He's really good.
He's been staying busy. Landman and this, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Well, this is older. Fargo was in 2018 or 19.
Oh, okay, so that's older, yeah. He's really good in Landman. If you've been a landman, so you know the plight
of the
Billy Bob.
I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah.
I can't watch it. I'll be sitting there the whole time. You're like, that's not the way we really do it.
Not true. Yep.
Yeah.
Just pointing at it going, yep, that's not how it's done. All right, Payne and Pendergast, we will get to Yordan Alvarez. The latest update, why it's so frustrating, and where does this stack up on the injuries always lurking around the corner in Houston sports? We will discuss that. We'll find out what the guys on In the Loop got going on as well. We'll do that coming up next.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music. Or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. What would you rather have? rabies or Yordan Alvarez's hand injury right now? Which is worse? I would say rabies still, probably worse. But Yordan's hand injury seems to be very debilitating right now.
I feel like rabies, at least with rabies, you'd have some answers.
That's true.
You know, like you're going to take the medicine and then you'll get better or I'll die. Like one or the other.
Clarity.
But at least I'll have clarity within a few days. Whereas with Yordan, I don't know how long this is going to last.
He's got rabies of the hand. Yes, Yordan Alvarez. This is the report yesterday from Matthew Kawahara. And this is, among, if not the most important things that the Astros have going on right now. The health of Yordan Alvarez. They need him back at some point. Yordan Alvarez, through an interpreter, said his hand is, quote, getting better, but he still feels it when he swings. Alvarez said he played with the hand hurting for, quote, a while, but it reached a point where I had to stop because the hand started getting inflamed, end quote. Alvarez said he's hitting in the cage and unsure of a timeline to return. He said if he's pain-free, quote, it could be tomorrow, it could be the next day, but we're going to keep working for it to be 100%, end quote. So in that quote right there, he alludes to the fact that, you know, this was yesterday, so he says, could be tomorrow. So I guess technically it could be today he comes back, or it could be the next day, or it could be the day after that, or several days after that. This is a frustrating thing, and I'm not trying to be selfish. I'm sure it's 100 times more frustrating for Yordan Alvarez himself than it is for any Astros fan right now. He wants to get back out and play.
No, and especially given the fact that, man, some things look like they're starting to click offensively here. I mean, Jeremy Pena's just been on an absolute tear
since
he went to leadoff. Paredes is the power showing up. Christian Walker looks like he might stop looking like such a decrepit version of Christian Walker.
Yep.
Yordan coming back with a completely healthy hand. It's especially if the hand is the absolute real reason that he was playing as poorly as he was, that it was bothering him a little bit and it affected him enough that that's the situation. Look, we've got 2022. He was on the IL with a hand injury, had multiple issues with it throughout the season. Astros won a World Series.
They won a World Series.
Worked out pretty well.
Small sample size, but every year where Yordan Alvarez has had recurring hand injuries that have kept him out of the lineup, that's the key. His hand may have been hurting the last couple of years, but that have kept him out of the lineup and put him on the injured list, they've won the World Series. And by the way, he's played a big role in winning that World Series. 3-run home run to turn the game upside down in Game 6. So it's all going to be fine. That's what we're saying. It's all going to be okay. Yordan's hand is among the body parts of athletes here in Houston that concern me constantly, like every play. Like, honestly, Nico Collins is one of the best wide receivers in the NFL. The way his first few seasons in the league have gone, after every play, I'm going to be looking for a hitch in his giddy-up, you know, like after the hamstring injury. He pulled a hamstring scoring an 80-yard touchdown last year, and then we didn't see him again for 6 weeks after that, or 5 weeks, 5 games after that.
Honestly, Derek Stingley is still in this boat for me a little bit.
Yes, he is.
Is that, all right, these are the guys that have had continual issues with injuries in their career so far. And, you know, Derek Stingley played every game last year, and hopefully that's what you see out of him. But with Nico, he is awesome when he's available. I just need him to be available for the entire season next year.
Yordan's hands, Nico's hammies. I jotted down anything on Stingley because his injuries have been all over the place since his freshman year at LSU. Amen Thompson's ankles became one at the end of the year. Remember when he twisted an ankle and he was gone for about 10 days, sprained an ankle? And then every time he would go down, there were a couple instances throughout the remainder of the season and in the playoffs where he looked like he landed wrong. He stayed down for a little while. He's their best player, in my opinion. That's another one. Like, Amen Thompson going to the floor, like, get up. Yeah.
I would add, if we're talking about ankles, I would add Will Anderson's ankles
definitely
to that list also.
Yes.
Will Anderson has had ankle injuries in each of his first two seasons.
Yeah, man.
And try not to make too much of it, but it's like both him and Nico, there's a little bit statistically that doesn't reflect how well they were playing because they had to miss time or were slowed down by injuries.
That's a good one. CJ Stroud's only had one concussion in his career, at least reported concussion, and it was during his rookie year where he missed a couple of games after that. Every time CJ gets hit, goes to the ground, gets hit upside the head, head hits the ground, I get nervous.
The one thing about the CJ was that that was like, that was one of those hits where you totally think, oh yeah, I think a lot of people would get concussions there. It didn't look like he was a guy that's particularly, oh no, like sometimes a guy gets nicked once and it doesn't look that. I know we're not supposed to make judgments based on all that stuff, but you start wondering, okay, is the guy actually prone to concussions? CJ, for whatever it's worth, sustained that concussion, came back, and ended up playing really well through the rest of the time. It wasn't. And he's had multiple hits since then that easily could have given somebody a concussion. So yep. I don't knock on wood. It's just I'm not all that alarmed. That honestly, until you brought it up right then, I hadn't thought about it. So thanks for that.
Now you're screwed.
Yeah. Thanks.
Okay. Now there's some theories on the text page about the dead raccoon in the driveway. If you missed it, Ross Tucker in the segment that we did with him was trapped in his house by what looks to be a rabid, skinny, mangy raccoon. And by the way, I showed Reggie and John Lopez the picture of the raccoon that Ross sent us. They're both like definitely rabid, especially Lopez is he's a wildlife guy. You know, he's like, yeah, definitely rabid. Stay away from that. Call animal control. Ross said that his nanny, the nanny for his kids, said that there was a dead raccoon at the end of the driveway earlier in the morning. There's some people here on the text page theorizing that maybe the dead raccoon was the one that Ross saw. He was just either like knocked out or playing dead, or that he was, you know, just that mangy and malnourished that he was asleep in the middle of the driveway and got up and walked to the backyard. I choose to think it's a relative of the dead raccoon. And the dead, or a relative of the alive raccoon, and the alive raccoon is just walking around aimlessly.
Whatever the hell is, there's something going on with the raccoons in the neighborhood. Like enough that you got to call animal control.
Maybe that raccoon he saw was the dead raccoon being controlled by the zombie fungus. So Ross has a zombie raccoon in his backyard. All right, so there we go. You look like the raccoon topic has tired you out right now. You're staring into space.
I mean, I feel like the multiple theories about potentially the dead raccoon. I feel like that's where the series took a left turn.
Oh.
Like in the second season, they made it all about the dead raccoon. And
say
it
less.
It feel like they lost me.
Say less. I will stop reading those. Are you excited for Brandon Walter tonight?
I am.
Okay.
Give me a look. The Colton Gordon has shown me something. I'm ready. I'm in the kind of mood for, hey, you're on this 17 game stretch. You're in Tampa where it feels like you're watching a minor league game anyway. That short right field is part of the problem. So last night the broadcast was grainy for a lot of us. And then you've got that short right field, and then you got whatever environment it's like with the Rays where it feels like you're watching a minor league baseball team, especially when Colton Gordon was on the mound. So it's a guy that you're not accustomed to. Yeah. I feel like this is as close to these guys getting an easy transition into Major League Baseball as possible is have Brandon Walter, lefty, coming off a shoulder injury from last year, had once been rocketing up through the Red Sox organization. Yep. Very fast ascension from 2021 until he played in the majors in 2023, but he wasn't all that impressive when he got a chance to play in the majors. Had an injury, now he's going to get a second go at it.
Yeah. No, I'm excited for it. The ballpark... I don't know if it doesn't ruin the viewing experience for me. It's just a weird viewing experience watching a game in a minor.
Through the net.
Yeah, watching a major league game in a minor league ballpark is just a little strange to me. And yes, that short right field kind of screwing Colton Gordon last night. You know, he was dealing at that point. You know, he was that's what broke the shutout for Tampa Bay was the that little dinky home run that Cam Smith had a look on his face like, how did that get out of here? It looked like a pop fly to right field, and it just kept going and landed in the stands. It was
weird. I think there's a good chance that he'll stick around for a while because nobody does names that you wonder, wait, does that end with an S or not? Quite like Houston. I mean, going back to Owen Daniels and the multiple times he's been called Owen Daniel,
mm-hmm.
Kevin Walter, mm-hmm. Who was like 50% shot. Somebody was going to say Kevin Walters.
Yep.
And now we have Brandon Walter, who's very similar.
He's singular, right? He's singular Walter, right?
Yes. Okay. Yes, Brandon Walter.
Walter with no S. Okay. Got that. I'll probably screw that up at some point. John Lopez, Reggie Atitula, they are here. Crosstalk sponsored by D&M Auto Leasing. Each and every day on the program. Hi.
Howdy. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Good.
What's going on?
I was just enthralled with your raccoon conversation.
Oh, are you? Yeah. Ross Tucker. Pray for Ross.
Yeah, you'd be proud of us, John, because we told Ross he needed to call animal control.
Yeah.
And we thought that the raccoon looked kind of mangy. That doesn't look like a healthy raccoon.
That was that raccoon had rabies. Yeah. Sean showed me the picture. There's no question in my mind.
Yeah, it is a nasty little creature. Yes. So we'll
Ross didn't know whether it was a skunk or raccoon at first, so that's what we were dealing with.
Oh, I didn't tell them about that. Yeah, he couldn't identify it.
It felt like we were air traffic control trying to talk somebody who's never flown an airplane down onto the runway. Yeah. You know, like we're working with a pilot where you have to explain every little thing.
Yeah, I would have given him some leeway if it was a possum that he confused it with. Those are both sort of nocturnal creatures. Mm-hmm. You can't really tell. I mean, neither... There's no excuse. You got to know it's a raccoon.
You got to know what a raccoon is.
Yeah, for sure.
I feel like this is the place where you go, you know, some people just, in order to become great in one area, they, you know, have some blind spots.
They sacrifice. I got a lot of blind spots, man. That is absolutely true. 100% true.
I just never thought it would be like identifying a skunk. You know what I mean?
Right. An animal that you probably were shown pictures of in elementary school.
At least Pepe. He was in that Pepe Le Pew.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, that feels like that's right.
Yeah. That's how Seth tried to explain skunks to him, was Pepe Le Pew.
Good eye. Yeah. Good eye. I think that's the good way to go about that.
So what are we doing today, boys? What's the big question for the people?
So question of the day, if anything, what would you want to be named after you? Because it sounds like the city of San Antonio is looking at naming their airport possibly after Greg Popovich, now executive former head coach of the team.
Oh, he's El Jefe is what he said.
El Jefe Airport.
Yeah. Now, that would be fun.
El Jefe Airport.
That would be fun. You're a San Antonio native.
Mm-hmm.
Are you good with the airport being named after Greg Popovich?
Yeah, I don't think it has a name.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's just San Antonio Internet.
There's space available, huh?
Why not? I mean,
yeah, they're not stripping it from like World War One war hero Jim or whatever.
Right,
yeah,
right.
I think, boy, a mountain sounds like that. That's a prop, really.
Mount Payne.
Payne Mountain.
Yeah. Yeah.
That sounds like a straight to DVD film.
Yeah. Mount Payne? Yeah, it does.
Mountain Payne.
Yeah.
Okay, no, wait, I take it back. A river. I'd rather have a river named.
Oh, that's good.
Okay.
Yeah, having a river named
something
after
natural.
Or a golf.
A golf.
The Gulf of Pain.
No, let's stick with River.
Let's stay with the rivers, man.
Yeah. His name is perfect for this, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah, no, Pendergast.
Pain River? Are you kidding me? Hell yeah.
That's absolutely.
River of Pain?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Although rivers rather feel relatively serene, like it feels oddly oxymoronic.
Some are, some aren't, though. You got some raging rivers out there.
Pain River is just chock full of level 5 rapids.
Yeah. That's it.
Waterfalls and everything.
Yep.
Piranha?
Yep. Piranha and
crocodiles.
Crocodiles in the river. And piranhas in the river. Yeah, that is some river.
What about you?
Mine is actually, okay, it's not necessarily something named after me. Mm-hmm. This is something I always think of anytime I go to the Golden Nugget or I go to any casino, especially the ones that have a ton of like modernized slot machines.
Yeah.
I want a slot machine with my image on it.
Yeah.
That's
like
what
the Wheel
I want.
Of Fortune.
I want that more than being named after any mountain or river or building or airport or anything else. I walk around and I see, you know what? There's Dorothy and the Scarecrow. Yeah. The Wizard of Oz has one. Yep. Tillman Fertitta himself. He's allowed to have
Wheel
one.
Of Fortune.
It's his casino. Wheel of Fortune.
Is the number one slot machine in the world.
No, it is.
It's in every casino.
No, okay. It's in every casino. And I just did. I do a hit with the bull every morning.
Yeah.
And this was off air, but I had a conversation with Katie, one of the new DJs on the Morning Bull. We started talking about casinos. I'm trying to get her into gambling because she's not super into sports.
Yeah.
She said she sits and plays Wheel of Fortune slot machines for hours and hours and hours at a time. Yeah. So so I would want a slot machine with my image on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's
a boat.
That's what you would want named after?
A boat.
A boat. Yeah. Okay.
I've like an actual, like a type of boat?
Yeah,
or
like, well,
not an individual boat?
The Freedom Boats is a builder, a big boat builder, boats. They have a Bite Me podcast boat that they've created.
They did?
Yeah, it's in the name of our podcast.
So halfway there.
Yeah, halfway
almost.
There. I had a sandwich named after me once.
Oh, I did too. I had a calzone named after me at Nick's place. Yeah, the Cablanasian calzone.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I'm feeling a little bit like you guys are just, you guys were a little bit more cool about this than I was. You're like, oh, this just says nothing big or whatever. And I'm like, a freaking river.
Yeah,
that's what I'd like named after. I'm glad I didn't go with my first choice, Jupiter. So that was, Felt like that was a little too grandiose.
What's the biggest planet in our solar system? Pain.
All right, yes. So if Houston was for some reason going to go the way San Antonio, like who would you nominate to kind of throw up there as putting the new face of one of these airports in Houston?
Okay, well, you immediately go to the big triumvirate of 34s, yeah. Right? Like Nolan Ryan, Hakeem Olajuwon.
Yeah.
Probably be Hakeem Olajuwon.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I would think. As long as we're talking about sports figures. Mm-hmm. Like,
right.
That's why I asked about you, like how you feel about Pop. Because do you see a lot of airports named after sports figures like that in town? It's usually like government
imagine.
Or
yeah.
historical
yeah.
figures. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure San Antonio seems like, I'm guessing they're all for it.
Yeah, there. He's yeah. probably historical in San Antonio.
Yeah. Just five championships. Yeah, sure, yeah, sure. Yeah. Yeah, I would say Hakeem Olajuwon would mm-hmm. be mine. Hakeem mm-hmm. Olajuwon. Or Jose Altuve. Just to stick it to everybody who boos Altuve. Oh, yeah? Screw that. We're going to name the airport after
the
him.
The Dream
like
Shake.
That? Look at that. Huh?
The Dream Shake.
Yeah, man.
I don't know if I want the Dream Shake on my airport.
No, I meant like an actual shake.
Okay. I thought you were like describing turbulence now as the Dream Shake.
I thought you were.
I'm flying into the Dream Shake.
Yeah, I don't want that.
The closest might be the Louis Armstrong Airport
True.
In New Orleans.
Mm-hmm. New Orleans,
so that's
yeah.
That's a non-political figure yeah. or whatever. Yeah.
Yep.
Well, the old San Diego Stadium was named after a sports writer.
Who was it named after? Jack Murphy.
Jack Murphy.
Yeah, Jack
sports
Murphy.
Writer,
wow,
yeah.
That's huge.
That's big time.
Yeah, dude.
Oh,
how about that?
Getting one of the stadiums named after you if you're a sports writer?
Yeah.
Wait, wow. You said John Wayne Airport?
Yeah, John Wayne Airport is yeah. out in, it's one of the, it's like
Orange
one of the
County. It's Orange County.
In LA.
It's yeah. Orange County. Yeah, okay. That's the Orange County Airport yeah. is John Wayne. Yep, mm-hmm. yep, that's a good one. Mm-hmm. That's the one Amy and I flew out of during when the world shut down at COVID. We were the only people in the John Wayne Airport. Us and a bartender. That was it.
You know what, though? That makes sense. Like Popovich is kind of, in terms of how big of a local celebrity he is and everything yeah. and what he means. Like John Wayne was like the part of just really when Hollywood became
yep.
Hollywood, that John Wayne was one of the biggest stars. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mattress Mac International Airport.
Hey now. Hey now. Mm-hmm.
He's
going to get something.
Yeah, he's on. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He'll
yeah.
get
he's,
something.
He's up there. Yeah, mm-hmm. for sure. All right. Now people are texting in with the name of my slot machine, Pender Pull Slots. Okay.
I'd play that.
Power Rank Slot Machine. That would be my play. I'm a big Power Rank guy. All right. Crosstalk, sponsored by D&M Auto Leasing. We got to let these guys get on with their show. Seth, antibodies to you, my friend.
Antibodies, and good luck having your slot filled to you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Love that. We are done. We are out of time. You're listening to KLT AM, KLT FM HD2, Houston, an Odyssey sports station.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Emma Grade, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.